You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
This is James Avera from Hellstar and Sabbath Judas Sabbath! Rock out with your geek out!
Welcome, my friends, to episode number 175 of the Metal Geeks Podcast.
Holy crap, is it really?
It is.
Wow.
We are old. My name is, I'm the oldest one here, so Kerry the Metal Geek, the old one.
The
ancient one.
You're going to start changing it?
No.
To the ancient one?
The ancient
the Metal
one.
Geek.
Kerry the Metal Geek is gone. Kerry the ancient one.
That's right. I'm all-knowing and all-powerful now. And?
Oh, hi. Brutal Dave.
What's up, Brutal Dave?
Lots.
And?
And George motherfucking Tripsis.
All right. We're back. Right. The team is back together. We're
since
like
New Year's?
We're like the Blues Brothers.
Right.
We did an episode.
Since maybe. New Year's? We did an episode after New Year's, right?
We did our 2019 rewind.
That's right.
And this is our 2020
We did
preview.
Our 2019 rewind in 2020.
That's right. This is our preview for 2020.
After the month of January is gone.
Don't ruin the secrets.
I'm just putting it out there.
We did this back in 2019.
January. Can we have a mulligan on January?
Yes, it went by really fucking quickly, and it was a shitty month.
Why was it shitty?
It didn't go by quickly, though. It felt like it was like a year, and it was a bad year.
It was just 31 days.
What was so bad about January?
It was like the new year flipped over, and like the world caught on fire even worse than it already was.
That's hard to do, but okay.
The hits keep on coming.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to talk about that stuff. We're going to talk about fun pop culture-y stuff that's not
which
political.
Is what our show is about.
Sure.
Exactly.
Did I say something about politics?
No.
No.
But Trump did.
But we were going there because you said a shitty month. So what have you guys been up to? What have you seen any movies? Let's talk about that.
Dave?
Seen a couple movies recently, just the last couple of days.
Cool. What'd you watch?
I saw 1917 with
Loved
my
it.
Father-in-law and buddy Jeff, who y'all know.
When did you see it?
In 1917.
He time-traveled. He saw it.
That's right. To get the full experience of the movie.
Yeah, to really get that first-person approach.
Yeah, last Friday. Saw it last Friday.
Cool.
So, what kind of theater did you see it in? Was it like an IMAX or?
No, it was
just regular.
Yeah, just regular, you know, Cinemark deal.
Okay. So. No, I know you've seen it too, right?
Yes.
I've seen previews.
Yes.
I want to see it.
You should.
You do want to see it.
I plan to see it.
I'm pretty sure it's going to, if it doesn't win all the Oscar awards, I'm sure it's going to at least rack up the technical stuff.
If it doesn't show up for editing, at least.
Right.
Because it's masterfully done.
Isn't it?
And I don't know anything.
Isn't it supposedly done in like one shot?
It's made to look like one single take. Yeah, it's not.
There's no way they can.
Yes, there's no way.
There's no way.
A trained eye could see the digital seams, but.
Yeah. Okay.
It's hard to find.
That's you, though.
Yes.
I could probably see it.
I kept on pointing it out to Catherine, and I was like, oh, I know where they edited it.
Well,
I know where they said
basically,
that.
Basically, to me, and again, layman, I don't know about this stuff. But to me, I was like, anytime they were going from an exterior shot to a like inside a bunker shot, I'm like, that has to be a transition.
Not necessarily.
It doesn't have to be. I would figure that
they would have to adjust
the camera settings.
No, the most times that were really obvious is when the camera would slow down and focus on a very unseemingly object
that wasn't obvious.
Get
that.
When they pass through something really, really low that covered the whole screen, that's usually the moment where they cut it.
I get that.
There's a couple of things in the movie. I have an idea how they shot it, but it's still
a couple organizational masterfeat. There were a couple moments for me, too, that I went, how did they do that?
Yeah. One specifically is one where they are walking up the muddy trench and they're slipping all over the place, but the camera's solid. Mm-hmm. Like rock solid. Hmm. And then they go down a trench and the trench is flooded, so they have to go around, mm-hmm. but the camera keeps going straight and then turns to the left. And like the camera hovers over water.
Yeah.
I have no idea how they
do. And doesn't the camera then turn back?
You would see ripples, though. There's no ripples in the water.
That's true.
Doesn't the camera then turn back?
Yeah,
and you see where the camera had been, and there's nothing there.
When they get to the end of the trench, it follows them up the trench.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know. I couldn't
tell
you. Maybe, but you would have noticed the... They probably fixed it, but I don't know. A part of me thought there was a dolly or a crane on standby.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then when they got to the other side, they disabled the camera, or detached the camera, and then moved the thing mm-hmm. out of the frame.
Yeah.
That's my only guess at this moment.
So there's
a lot of that in this movie, though. There's a lot of really cool, because of the way that they chose to tell the story in that like continuous shot way, there's a lot of really cool stuff like that happens. Mm-hmm. Throughout the movie, and you know, technical stuff aside, the movie's good
to
watch.
Pretty decent.
It's a good movie.
I think it's probably my favorite war movie since Private Ryan.
Yeah,
I would say it's probably my favorite war movie, or up there at least.
So, where did it take place in? What country?
It's in France.
Yeah. In France. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, right in the trenches, right? Right in no man's land.
Yeah.
So they're English, right?
They're the English fighting.
Germany. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
That's the Western Front, and that whole sequence, because the no man's land is specifically the space between the trenches.
Yeah, the space between England and France, right?
No. The no man's land is the space between the Allied trenches
and the
German trenches,
right?
Because you can't go there. Anyone who goes
never played
no
Call of Duty,
land,
dude. Come
dies.
On,
no, I never.
That's why it was called No Man's Land, because you can't walk out there. That's why they make a big deal out of it in the movie. That's like, dude, you can't go over. That's a death sentence to go over.
And then when they went, and it was interesting. Yeah. I'm still surprised they survived that first explosion. I was like, what?
That was a little.
How would you survive that? But it was still pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
A little spoilery, I guess. There's an explosion in the movie.
And I can imagine that in a war movie.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that was in one of the trailers.
Was it really?
Too. Part of that sequence I know was in one of the trailers.
Oh, wow.
I remember.
Roger Deakins and Sam Mendes.
Deakins is amazing.
Yeah. Well, he won the Oscar for Blade Runner, even though he should have won it for previous movies. But
so do you think this movie, is it up for a best movie? Best film,
best picture, and I think best cinematography.
I could see that, but do you think it's a best
screenplay?
Do you think it's a best picture? Best screenplay?
I have to look at what's
or the more
nominees.
Technical awards.
Who do y'all know the nominees for best picture? I don't know.
I don't.
We can
look it up. We have the internet. We have the capabilities.
We have the power.
What else have we seen?
I recently been catching up on movies that I missed in 2019. Now,
we'll get to that. But what about In Theaters?
Oh, the last movie I saw in theaters was Bad Boys for Life.
I saw that, too.
Yeah.
We went last week sometime?
I saw it literally over the weekend, recently, yeah.
What did you think?
Better than I expected.
Yeah.
Martin Lawrence is still great. Like, Martin Lawrence is fucking hilarious, and I don't care what anyone says. Will Smith is great at being Will Smith.
Will Smith is definitely Will Smith. I'm not going to spoil anything. And I was like, they went there. The whole family thing.
Oh, the family thing.
I was like, really?
Well, they pulled a page out of Fast and the Furious, is what they.
I've never really seen a Fast and Furious. I've seen Hobbs and Shaw, and that's the only one I've ever seen.
I haven't seen Hobbs and Shaw.
I've never seen any.
The
Fast
only
and Furious.
Non-Fast and Furious movie that I haven't
seen. I might have seen parts of the first one when I was at a friend's house a long time ago, but
really want to watch it, you should.
What?
Because Fast and Furious, Fast 9's coming out.
I know. I only have 8 movies to catch up with.
Yeah. Well, you can skip a whole bunch.
Okay.
Let's be fair. You could skip 2 and...
When do they become, like, over the top and crazy?
Like, around 6 and 7.
That's when I'll start watching.
5 was kind of pushing the limit, but, like, 6 and 7, when they're like, fuck rules and physics.
I don't remember at what point, but which movie it was, because I've never seen any of them, but at some point I started seeing trailers and going, this looks dumb as hell, and now I want to watch it.
Right.
And, like, the early ones, I couldn't give less of a shit about the stuff early on.
Right.
But some of the later trailers, I'm like, this is dumb as shit, and I want to be part of it.
And so have you seen them?
I've not watched a single one.
So I would recommend watching 1, 3, 4, 5, and 6. You can, you don't have to watch 7 and 8, in my opinion, even though there are some plot stuff in it, but those are real, they really get terrible after 6.
So real quick, away from Oscar winning Fast and Furious movies, the best picture nominees this year are Ford versus Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Woman, Marriage Story 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite.
So for me,
how many of those have you seen?
Almost all of them, except for Little Women. And what was the other one?
The other 8 or 9 that I said?
I haven't finished The Irishman.
Oh.
And I haven't seen Little Women, although I really wanted to. Joker doesn't belong on this list. Marriage Story was good, but...
I haven't seen it yet.
Not a contender, in
Did
my
you
opinion.
Enjoy Ford v. Ferrari?
I did enjoy it.
I'm not a car guy.
I'm not a car guy either. That's probably why I enjoyed it.
It looks like a... It looks like a...
I think it just came out on Siren on, like, Redbox this week, maybe?
So if I had to pick, it's either going to be Parasite or 1917 for me.
I still want to see Parasite.
And I'm pretty sure Parasite's going to win Best Foreign Picture. So 1917 it is.
If I hadn't seen Parasite yet.
I've seen 1, 2, 3...
God.
3, 4 out of those movies.
The only movie on this list that I've seen.
Really?
You haven't seen Jojo Rabbit?
I haven't seen Jojo Rabbit.
Oh, you'd love it.
I know, and I just haven't gotten around.
I love Jojo Rabbit. Yeah, I've only seen 4, so got to catch up.
I've seen all of them except for Little Women, and I couldn't finish Irishman, so.
It's like 4 hours long, isn't it?
It's only 3 and
it's
a half.
It's 3 hours, yeah. Three and a half hours.
Yeah.
Still pretty long, and also it gets kind of boring after 40 minutes into the movie.
I would disagree, but...
Okay.
Okay.
But I'm right, so there you go.
No one ever said you were right or
wrong.
I'm
always right, Carrie.
All right, we're moving away from that. You like Bad Boy. Which one's better, Irishman or Bad Boys for Life?
I haven't finished Irishman, so I couldn't give you a full
opinion. In the first 40 minutes you've seen?
I would say definitely The Irishman's a better made movie, but Bad Boys for Life is pretty fucking entertaining. It's at least a 5 or a 6 in my book.
All right. I mean,
so
I had fun
the
too.
Other two, though, to be fair.
It's been a long time since I've seen a
What's really
Bad
interesting
Boys
to me is that it doesn't feel like a Bad Boys. It doesn't feel like a Michael Bay Bad Boys movie.
He didn't direct it.
No, he didn't. He just produced it. But it has the... shared DNA from the first two movies, like the seams and whatnot, the strings.
Anything ever set in Miami in movies always has to be really orange. Ever notice like there's like a really bright orange
color?
That's
the Michael Bay formula, yeah. Bright blues, orangey oranges, red oranges.
Yep.
So yeah, I thought Bad Boys for Life was entertaining. It's fun. I wouldn't bank on it being the best movie of the year or anything, but they're definitely going to make another one because there's a post-credit scene. And,
oh, yeah. I saw that.
And that movie made like $100 million. So they're definitely making another one. And it's the only good movie that Will Smith has attached to his name at the moment.
But what else is there?
Exactly.
I mean, the other only movie came out was Gemini Man.
Yeah, no one watched it.
Oh, shit.
I saw that.
That movie did come and go.
Yeah.
I missed that entirely.
It was okay. Terrible.
It was the there was parts of it where the young Will Smith looked okay, and then towards the end of the movie, it felt like they gave up on it. And they're
really?
Like, "Fuck it, all right." You know what it looks like when he's young? Here it all is. I'm like, and it's after like a spoilery thing happens in the movie, so I'm like, "Yeah," I was like, "Wow."
When you find out he's not really his clone, but it's his twin brother.
No, it's really his clone.
Oh,
yeah,
that would have been lame.
What about Jumanji?
Yeah, I saw Jumanji last night, the Next Level.
I thought it was, I don't know if I liked it as much as the first one, but I enjoyed
it a
lot.
If you liked the first one.
The first reboot.
Yeah, the first one in this.
Is it really a reboot or a requel?
It's a squeakle.
Srequel.
Srequel.
But I'd say if you enjoyed
we should have Jason
one,
Lee.
You probably
he would know.
Enjoy this one.
Yeah, totally.
It's the same kind of stupid fun. Mm-hmm. Like, the plot is nonsense. It's all just like setups for different gags and stuff. But I felt like the humor was pretty good.
I don't really
similar to the first one.
I don't really remember the plot points that much anymore.
Right. Yeah, the plot was.
I'm thinking about it, I'm like, but what happened? Was there a bad guy?
The plot in the first one was nonsense too.
Like, was there an evil bad guy?
Were they just trying to escape the video game?
Yeah,
right.
I don't remember already.
Yeah, it was.
I just remember bits and pieces.
It was the God. What did they call him?
You saw him last night and you forgot.
Brutal something. The brutal the. It was the same actor who played the villain in the first one, but he's like a different character this time.
Didn't they have like a boy band guy in that movie?
One of the Jonas Brothers.
I don't know
which one.
Yeah, yeah, was he still in it?
He comes back. Yeah.
And so does Awkwafina.
Really? Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who does she play?
She was actually pretty good. I didn't know who she was before watching this movie.
You haven't seen The Favorite?
No.
Never heard of it.
That's pretty great.
But I liked her in having no idea who she was.
I think she's
Crazy Rich Asians.
No. I haven't seen that either.
What's wrong with you?
I have a lot going on and children.
Well, that's true. So,
most of my theater going involves taking children.
Well, I mean, it's on Netflix. So.
I did see her Comedy Central show, Nora from Queens, like the first two episodes. Mm-hmm. I thought they're pretty funny. I like her.
I saw the episode where she goes to Atlantic City with her grandma.
Yeah. I saw that one. I think there's only maybe two or three so far. She sounds like an old Jewish lady sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's pretty funny.
She is from New York.
Yeah. She sounds like my grandma. the Jewish guilt coming in.
I thought that, like, because they changed which characters went with which avatars,
It switches up during certain parts of the movie.
It opened up a lot
of
stuff that they could do with that it could still be funny, you know? And I felt like everybody did a pretty good job in it. So it was fun. Like I said, if you liked the first one, you'd probably like this one too.
So do you guys watch The Good Place?
I haven't watched the last season.
I am trying to remember where I am now. I haven't watched it in a couple weeks. End of season
two,
three, I think.
Okay,
yeah.
So you got one more
close
season.
To the end of season three.
There's five seasons.
Oh, there's five seasons.
Yeah.
Oh, so I must be in
no.
Season
wait a minute.
Four.
There's four.
There's three on Netflix.
So that means there's only four.
Yeah, there is only four seasons.
I don't think my wife checked into that because she's watched everything that's on Netflix.
They split season four into two.
Oh, okay.
Well,
they took a hiatus in the middle of season four.
Oh, okay. So
yeah. They do that a lot on the show, though.
That's like your four and five, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. But I've always known, I've seen every season that's come on Netflix, and I'm waiting for the latest season to come out.
Yeah. I'm almost done with what's on Netflix. So.
Okay. I'm not going to spoil anything with the ending, but
They were never in hell or in heaven.
The last episode is really satisfying for ending off the show. The whole last season is pretty satisfying. And it's funny, it's sad, it's everything you'd want it to be.
It's a really well done show. I've enjoyed it quite a bit.
It's funny.
And
Ted Danson's great.
Ted Danson's amazing.
I like him more in this than I've ever liked him in anything I've seen him in before.
It was made for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I listened to the Good Place podcast.
And Chidi, I never thought it would be a funny character in season one. I thought I was going to get annoyed with him. Love him by the season two. So
yeah, he's maybe my favorite character is Chidi.
He definitely changes a lot during the show.
I definitely hate the Asian guy, though.
Jason?
Yeah. God, all his jokes go, for me. But
He's supposed to be that kind of character.
The actor, though, I think does a great
job. The actor does a great job of being stupid. I just think all his jokes are insanely stupid.
That's the point, basically.
Okay.
You can't hate something for being what it is.
I can't I?
No.
I can, Carrie.
You can
it's
not.
Called America.
No, it's not.
America's made for that, to hate things you don't understand.
You listen to my opinion and you believe it. Yes.
That's not true.
No, it's...
The rules of the podcast is George is always right.
Not my podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe your other one
it's
you're
been
on, but not
since
mine.
Since day one.
No.
Before I was on the show.
Even before, okay. I can't wait for you guys to catch up to season four and we can talk about that later. It was such a good ending.
It had its finale, right, recently?
Yes, like last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually,
the creator of the show is already doing a couple of other
Michael
things.
Michael Schur, yeah. I like him a lot. He was, you know, originally with, like, The Office. He created Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which I like that show a lot, too. I think that show is funny. I know you don't like it because you don't like, what's his name?
Andy Samberg's not funny.
What else have we been watching? We just started watching BoJack Horseman this week.
I tried numerous of times to enjoy that show. I can't. I just can't get into it.
I think it's pretty damn funny so far.
There's parts of it that are great. It's just there's too many lulls in it for me to enjoy it.
We're episode 5 in the first season, so.
I don't even know if I finished season 1. I tried. I tried really hard because everyone talks about how good it is and how enjoyable it is. And I can't finish the season. So if I can't finish the season, it's just not for me.
Maybe it's not for you.
It's not.
I like Will Arnett a lot.
I like Will Arnett a lot, too, but this is just not doing it for me.
What else have we been watching? Asking the voice in the other room.
I went to a really bizarre event a couple weeks ago.
What'd you do?
Paranormal Cirque. Did you see that shit being advertised?
I did see it.
Is that the one place out in Katy?
It wasn't the one. It was in Cyprus. They had finished the run in Katy. Oh. They were in Cyprus to the one that I went
to. So how was it?
It was actually a lot more fun than I expected.
It was super expensive though, right?
I went on somebody else's dime.
Oh,
it was like, hey, we're going
to
go do this
thing. I was interested to go, but it was super expensive.
Well, I don't know what the tickets were, but we had VIP seats. We were directly in front of the stage.
Oh, that's great.
It's a stage show or?
Yeah, it's like it's a circus.
Like a Cirque du Soleil,
but it's kind of like think if Cirque du Soleil did all of their shopping at Spirit Halloween.
Okay,
so it's a horror based.
It was a horror themed circus show. It was an Italian circus troupe. Huh.
And so, what would you see? What's some weird shit that you saw?
A lot of it was kind of your standard kind of circus stuff, but like a lot of it was like it was feet from me, a lot of it. It was pretty impressive. A lot of acrobats and juggling and, you know, magic tricks. And
have you seen a Cirque du Soleil show?
I've never, not live. I've seen them on television, but I've never attended one.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the ones in Vegas, right?
Yeah. I saw the carnival one in Vegas.
I haven't seen that one. I've seen the old one that was at Disney. I can't think of the La Nuba?
Something like that.
I've seen the Beatles Love one, and I want to go see the one when we go to the new one opening up at Disney.
They have another one? Called.
Mm-hmm. It opens up in March, but it's sort of based on Disney animation, which seems pretty cool.
Cool. That's
appropriate for the
venue. So people are going to be flopping around in the air to Disney characters?
Pretty much, probably so.
Yeah, I mean, they had some of the, like, the silk scarf, you know, flying, like, really
they have a giant
impressive
hamster wheel type of thing.
They had one of those big, like, wheel of death, like, it's got, like, the two circles, and then it's connected in the center by, you know, and the whole thing spins. And I was like, there were several times, like, this motherfucker's about to fall right on my face. Like, he's like, if he falls, he's landing here. if he messes up, we're all dead.
Did they give you, like, a protective case or like something?
Nope.
Like in Gallagher shows, they used to first couple
rows.
From
what I understand, it's like right up to the stage.
Really? I mean, the
wheel, like...
Were y'all like on the far left or far right or something?
On the right. Mm. But it's done in like a three-quarter round.
Sure.
The whole show, right?
So it's not really a bad seat in the house.
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, there were moments that I couldn't see things, but that was like, this actor is standing right in front of me and I can't see what's going on.
Did you see butt?
Exactly. that literally the case. But no, the big wheel of death thing, it was one of the last things they did.
Okay.
It was really impressive. It was like when the wheel turned our way, it was like over my head.
Hmm.
And so like if that guy fucked up, he was landing on me.
No, we've
done it plenty of times.
Now, we did something cool last weekend. Let's talk about the podcast Battle Royale with Cheese.
Oh, yeah, that was right. I was unavailable to go to that. How was it?
It was a lot of fun.
What was it all about, and what'd you do?
So, it was set up at the game show.
Did you win?
We got robbed, my friend.
It wouldn't have happened if I was there. I'm just saying.
Okay, on the Metal Geeks team, it was me and Dave and Justin. So we had a good team there.
So point value wise, we smoked him.
What was the points? How'd you earn points?
So it was like it was trivia, set up like a Jeopardy board.
Yep. Okay,
right. But it wasn't like buzz-in style Jeopardy. It was like this team goes, then this team goes, and this team
lame.
Goes. Kind of
it
thing,
should be a
right?
buzz-in thing.
I think it was better that it wasn't. I think
so too.
If it hit, okay. Can I? I'm just gonna go ahead and say this. I don't know how great of an idea it is to fill a room with that many podcasters.
Because everyone wants to talk.
Fucking everybody is talking all the time.
Podcasters love their own voice, man.
Especially when they get on stage.
But not even. Like, the crowd was as much a part of the show as anything happening on
stage.
Did
anyone record it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Is there anyone going to release it?
Yes. It's in the process of being edited and going to be released, I think, by segment, something like that.
Okay.
So it'll be out there eventually.
Cool.
So,
I'll have to listen
and
to it.
This is the first one. It was a Comic Palooza event, so there's going to be another round at Comic Palooza of it.
Oh,
which
cool.
Is,
hopefully
it's a lot
I'll be
of fun.
Able to join that one.
I hope so, too.
So the way that it worked was, it's, you know, you got your podcast team, and it's your team against one other at a time. And I guess they did brackets.
Yeah, it was all bracketed.
And so you on your turn, you pick your category and your point value off the board. They give you the clue. And if your team can answer it correctly, you get the point value, but then you also get
the
character
attached to that.
It wasn't always attached to the question, though. Sometimes the character didn't have anything to do with the question.
No, right. But there was
a
character.
To a super fight or something?
Yeah. And so you win. So whoever has the highest point value at the end of the round gets to decide who goes first
the
battle, right? And so then
it's like a flipping of the coin.
It's yeah, right. It's who's going to receive kind of a thing.
All
right. And
so how were we robbed?
Because that we lost in the debate round, which was stupid.
That's a great debate, sir. Thank you.
That's my point. It was stupid.
So when we got up, I don't remember what all of our categories were, but the first three categories on the board were
Marvel,
Star Wars,
and Lord of
the Rings. And I was like, fuck it, bring it on.
You're the Lord of the Rings guru.
The Lord of the Rings side of the
we
board.
We made him do it in a Scottish accent the whole time, too.
No, it wasn't that one.
Oh.
No, it was there was specifically, because one of the characters that we won was the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, that's right.
And so I had to make the case for the Loch Ness Monster.
And, like, why is it badass or something?
Yeah,
or
why it would win this particular fight.
Against?
Who did the Loch Ness Monster fight?
I don't remember.
This is 2 weeks ago, guys.
I know. We were.
Your memory
I was drinking a little
short.
Bit.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains it.
But yeah, like point wise, we ran the thing.
Sure,
we had it.
It was
Justin was knocking out Marvel questions, and he leans back to me and he goes, "Hey, what should we do next?" And I was like, "Get on that Lord," because he was running the microphone at the time.
Yeah,
and he was like, "What should we do next?" And I was like, "Get me in that Lord of the Rings category, and I've got it."
Right, yep.
And I was straight down the line.
You're the only person I know who knows anything about Lord of the Rings.
And there were some difficult questions. I was like, "Holy shit!"
Like, what is one of them? I'm curious.
The one that we actually did, the other team tried to take it from us, and I know that's what they were doing because they were threatened by.
Do you remember who the other team was?
They were. The Movie Gap.
That's right. The Movie Gap podcast.
Our, they
yeah.
were our opponents. And I know that they were trying to steal that question from me because they were like, this motherfucker's about to run the board on this one. the question that they couldn't get was differing from the book in the movie, Faramir takes the hobbits to what ruined city? And they sat there going.
And the answer is?
Osgiliath.
What was in the movie?
That's what they go in the movie. In the book, they don't go there at all.
Oh, okay.
Faramir lets them go in the book. He doesn't take the hobbits captive ever in the book.
Oh.
Faramir is like the pure brother where Boromir was corrupted.
Right.
Faramir's the good brother.
Right.
And so he is...
Hence is why he gets saved.
Right.
Yeah.
So he is tempted very little by the ring. And has the fortitude in the book to just say, no, you guys go do your thing. We're going to do our thing.
Sure.
And I don't want anything. I don't want to. But yeah, so in the movie, he takes them with him.
Right.
In the book, he does return to Osgiliath, but in the movie, he takes the hobbits with him. So
I wouldn't have known that one. I'm pretty sure there's a lot I wouldn't have known in that contest. I probably would have just weighed you guys down. So it's probably a good thing I didn't go.
No, you would have gotten good cushion. There was the Marvel stuff was pretty easy. Star Wars was pretty good.
The Star Wars one was specifically...
They kept on trying to steal all those. They're like, no, we want some of those.
Mm-hmm. The Star Wars ones were specifically Star Wars characters by quote.
So yeah.
The clue was a quote from the movie.
I could probably get that.
The character said this. Yeah.
So. I don't remember the other two categories.
One of them was Doctor Who.
Doctor Who, that's
right.
Oh,
and the other one was Firefly. Yeah. I'm so rusty on my Firefly flow, I didn't feel comfortable going there.
Yep.
I would at least try it.
We will we'll probably, as soon as it's available, the guy that's doing the editing, I've been talking to him. As soon as it's available, I will link it out on our social medias and, you know, everybody gets to see it. It's pretty fun.
Cool.
It was a good time.
And where was it at?
It was at the Secret Group.
Oh, okay, cool. I've been there before.
Yeah, I want to go see a concert there. I know.
Have you not seen
it? I have not
there?
Seen a concert there
I
yet.
I saw Necrofire play there.
That's right. Year. I know Lucifer just played there.
I saw.
Oh, that's right. They did.
Hell's Heroes is doing their pre-party there the night before.
With Hellstar.
Hellstar is going to play, I can't remember which album. They're doing an album in its entirety.
I saw that and I forgot.
Yeah.
As well.
I saw The Dollop there.
The who?
The Dollop. It's
like
a podcast.
Cool Whip?
No, it's a podcast called The Dollop.
Oh, that's cool.
No,
it's a nice...
It's Daisy Sour Cream that gets a dollop. Just a dollop of Daisy.
That's right. Forgot. I don't eat sour cream, so I don't know.
Sour cream is great.
It's disgusting.
Love
it's sour
cream.
And creamy and...
Tastes amazing. I can eat it by the spoon.
Of course. All right. On that note, let's move on to our topic. We're going to... our topic this evening is going to be...
Wait, there's a topic?
There is a topic. It's going to be what we're looking forward to... Mostly in films, some video game stuff.
Nobody told me
albums.
Anything.
Yeah, we did. You just didn't pay attention,
no
sir.
No one tells me shit.
You just got to read shit, man.
It's true.
So what we're looking forward to in 2020 is sort of our extended version of what's tickling our geek. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, and we're going to do our 2020 preview, what's tickling our geek for the whole year, basically.
A whole episode of Tickling Geeks.
That's right. We're going to spend a lot of time tickling geeks.
Love it.
Might need a little refractory
big circle
time.
Circle tickle
but
over here.
Yeah, circle big tickle. Circle tickle.
Might need a little refractory.
That's going to be the name of the episode.
Circle tickle?
Yeah.
Little refractory time might have to happen, but we'll get through it. Let's talk about movies.
I love movies.
I know you do. Not all these are going to suck either. So
probably will.
Well, in your opinion, they might. let's start down the list. Starting in February, we have Sonic the Hedgehog.
We say movies are not going to suck, right? Is that what we said?
No.
This is a movie that you're looking forward to then?
I'm looking forward to it because they fixed it. That was sort of cool. They figured out nobody liked it, and they redid the movie.
I guarantee you no one else is still going to like it.
It looks better?
You question, yeah.
But I don't...
Sonic looks better.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
But the movie still looks like a hot piece of shit. I never understood why the obsessive need to bring Sonic the Hedgehog into the real world.
I don't understand it either.
Why didn't they just make a great animated movie... Mm-hmm. In a CG world or an animated movie.
That was what I thought. Like, why does Sonic have to leave his world and come here? Why can't Sonic have a story in his
own world?
I
think he was bored of his world, of having to do stuff all the time.
Having to save his friends all the time.
So he came to our world. That's what I can take.
Other friends.
Yeah.
All the time.
And to fight Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I guess. So this is supposed to be like the spawn of a... I'm guessing, if I had to guess, what's going to happen... Robotnik's going to chase him into his world and get stuck there, and he's going to become the Robotnik that we know.
Maybe.
From the games.
I could see that.
That's what I'm going to guess. And he's going to turn into a cartoon.
And what about Sonic?
Sonic has always been a cartoon.
He's going to stay in our world?
No, Sonic will go back home. He has to go back home. It's probably one of the things that... He needs to get back home because he's dying or some shit, or like his coins won't regenerate, and if he gets hit again, he will die. Like in the game.
Sounds like E.T.
Sure, I guess.
It's like that's sort of the plot of E.T. He has to get back to his homeworld because he's dying.
He's not dying. He lost all his coins or his rings.
Right, the rings.
Well, actually, no. I think the rings in this movie are like portals or something.
Are they?
I think that's what I saw in one of the trailers.
I don't remember that part.
It's... I don't know if it's all of the rings, but there are rings that function as portals.
Yeah. So I don't know. Who knows? James Marsden is in it for some reason.
Did he have a free weekend or something?
I guess. Like, Jim Carrey was
looks
available.
Looks like he did. Jim Carrey just wanted to do something weird and stupid.
And then the voice from DuckTales guy, he sounds good, I guess.
Which guy?
The guy who's voicing Sonic. I forget his name, but
he does one of the Ben Schwartz.
There you go.
He does is that really who it is?
Yeah,
he does one of the voices.
I happened to look it up last night.
Okay.
Because they showed a trailer for it before Jumanji, and so we were like, "Who's the voice of Sonic in that?" So I looked it up.
He's the voice of BB-8 too. Him and Bill Hader.
I knew Bill Hader was.
Yeah, they mixed their voices together in the first movie.
Okay.
Nerd.
Yes, not denying that. What's the first movie you're looking forward to?
First movie I'm looking forward to in February?
Mm-hmm. There's not much coming out in February. Let's go into March.
Well, in February, I'm really looking forward to a horror movie called The Lodge. That looks pretty good.
I don't know if I know that one.
I will read you the plot summary.
Is it Black Lodge?
No. A soon-to-be stepmom is snowed in with her fiancé's two children at a remote holiday village.
I think I have
just
seen
a religious, just as a religious... Oh, relations, not religious. I know how to read. Just as the relations begin to thaw between the trio, some strange, frightening events take place.
Sounds like a typical plot of a horror movie now.
Yeah, the trailer looks amazing. I've heard nothing but good things about it. I really want to see it.
What about Fantasy Island? I'm looking forward to that.
What?
Blumhouse's Fantasy Island. You haven't seen the trailer for that?
No.
I haven't either.
Oh my god, it's so bad. They took Fantasy Island, the old TV show, and they made it into a horror movie.
All right.
Yeah. Watch the trailer, you'd be like, okay.
I also want to see this movie. It was a little indie flick that showed at Fantastic Fest last year called VFW. And it's a horror movie about a group of war veterans who must defend against a whole bunch of like deranged teenagers.
Okay. In the VFW hall.
Yeah, actually, I think you're right. It's a group of war veterans must defend their local VFW post and an innocent teen against a deranged drug dealer and his relentless army of mutant punks.
Yeah.
What was the name of this one?
VFW.
Okay.
And it's starring Stephen Lang and Martin Cove.
I don't know who that is. I know Stephen Lang is.
Martin Cove was the sensei from Karate Kid.
Oh. So,
and also wait. William Sadler.
Oh,
holy shit, I didn't know William Sadler.
His death in it.
Like Kreese, John Kreese from the original Karate Kid movie?
Yeah, the original Karate Kid guy.
Hmm. All right.
Take him out.
Sweep the leg.
Sweep the leg. That guy.
That guy's a dick.
Yeah, buddy. What else? And then there's that new Daniel Radcliffe movie called Guns Akimbo.
Oh, yeah.
Akimbo.
I saw a trailer for that.
Yeah, the trailer looks
kind of
weird.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Basically, he plays like a game developer who gets guns bolted to his hands, and he has to participate in this.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I haven't seen this.
Yeah. You haven't seen the trailer for this?
No. They like nail guns to his hand.
And so he's stuck in his underwear in a bathrobe and bear slippers because that's all he can wear since his hands are bolted to guns, and he has to survive for the next 24 hours.
And it's like this wild shoot 'em up.
What happened at the end of 24 hours?
He either wins or dies.
Did he get his hand back?
Well, I'm sure they'll fix it, maybe.
All right.
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie yet.
That's the important question.
And then the reimagining of Peter Pan called Wendy. That looks pretty
good. I saw that trailer. I couldn't.
And it's lost on a mysterious island where aging and time have come unglued. Wendy must fight to save her family, her freedom, and the joyous spirit of youth from the deadly peril of growing up.
Who all is involved in this one?
It was one of those Sundance Darling movies.
Yeah.
It was...
I think I saw Charlie when I saw Jojo Rabbit.
A whole bunch of people that I don't recognize.
Okay.
But the trailer looks really interesting. I like the concept. And there's like three other Peter Pan movies in the works going on. Hmm. So, also, The Invisible Man is coming out in February, which is also a Blumhouse production.
It is a Blumhouse.
Is it Blumhouse?
I thought it was Blumhouse.
I've always heard it called Blumhouse.
I've heard Blumhouse, but But I know there's B-L-U-N. No O in it. I know. It's like a umlaut
over Someone the U. Someone should tell people how to read.
Or pronounce it.
So have you seen the trailer for Invisible Man?
I have. It's Elizabeth Moth, right?
Yeah.
It looks interesting.
It looks pretty cool. Like,
I don't know if
they're making it like
though.
A low-budget scary movie again.
Okay.
And Elizabeth Moss is being tormented by her ex-boyfriend who's turned himself into an invisible man.
That, like, it's almost set up like a ghost movie.
Yeah.
Right. But it's not.
But it's not.
Right.
He's invisible.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And just torturing the fuck out of her.
Yeah. I'm really excited. And I really like Elizabeth Moss. So.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm looking for in February.
But let's go into March. The next Pixar movie is coming out. Onwards.
That comes out in March? Holy shit. Yeah. March 6th. Right. It does come out in March.
That one's on my list.
Oh, it is a Pixar movie. I thought it was a Disney animation movie.
Tom Holland and Chris Pratt. I like Chris Pratt because he's wearing a battle jacket in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Because they're orcs.
They are orcs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know they try to resurrect their father and he only becomes half resurrected. So he's like, it's sort of like weakened at Bernie's at times.
I guess. Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. They always do that. They always give you a little bit of the plot, and then it's like completely different when you go see the movie, you know?
So there's a horror comedy coming out in March that was a Fantastic Fest last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Extraordinary, and it's an Irish movie. So it's about a lonely Irish driving instructor who must use her supernatural talents to save her daughter, Martin, almost mostly sweet and lonely from a washed-up rock star who's using her in a satanic pact to reignite his fame.
Sweet.
And it's a comedy. It's like one of those oddball comedies. If you haven't seen the trailer, I recommend it. It looks super awesome.
What's it called again?
Extraordinary.
Okay. Not Extraordinary, but Extraordinary.
Extraordinary, yeah.
All right.
I haven't heard of this either. It has Will Forte in it.
Oh,
yeah, Will Forte. Yeah, Will Forte is in it. But it's an Irish movie.
Okay. Interesting. What's on your list? Do you have anything for March?
None of my stuff is dated, so
I don't know.
So, but yeah, Onward was on my list.
Bloodshot comes out in March.
You want to see
the Vin Diesel movie? I don't know if I want to see it or not, but I mean,
nobody wants to see that movie.
It's funny because like all the marketing, it says based on the hit comic book. Like they say it right everywhere.
Really?
So
Have you asked anybody if they ever read a Bloodshot comic?
I might have once in my life.
Never
I don't
in my life. I've seen the cover 100 times. Never read it.
It looks interesting.
Quiet Place 2 comes out in March as well.
That is true. March 20th.
Curious, but at the same time, I don't know that I feel like I need another Quiet Place movie.
I don't want it to turn into like a Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Trailer looks interesting.
I guess, but I didn't feel like I needed another one.
Did they need to stay quiet?
Now, there was like... The sequence in the trailer where like the camera's in the back of the car looking out the windshield.
Yeah.
And she's driving up like... And then the bus comes like careening at him. And I liked that shot. I thought it was really cool.
Sure.
Like there's some cool stuff in it, but my overall feel is like, I don't know why I need more.
They show the monsters a lot.
Because they made a fuck ton of money on the really low budget on the first one.
They show the monsters a lot in this trailer. So they with very minimal in the
I
first
guarantee
movie.
You the monsters will evolve.
Maybe.
I think so.
It will be too plain Jane if they just stay the same and they figured out how to kill them.
Also in March is Mulan, the live-action Mulan.
I'm really excited. Out of all the live-action Disney movies, this is the only one I'm actually excited
this
to see.
This one, I feel like...
They want to make a man out of you, that why?
No, there's no singing in this
one. I know, there's not.
Thank God.
This one, I feel like, has the most potential of any of these.
To be good?
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely.
The trailers
Plus,
are beautiful.
Plus, Jason Scott Lee's in it, so...
Right.
He's cool as shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He plays the bad guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The trailers are beautiful for this movie, though.
Yes.
So
I agree.
I am cautiously optimistic.
Word.
Yeah, it's going.
And there's no dragon, which is kind of a bummer. But
no Mushu.
Yeah, but they're trying to keep it
semi-realistic,
I guess. Semi-realistic.
There's a sorceress that
turns
into
there's a lady
bird.
That turned into a bird in the trailer. So I don't know how realistic we're talking here, but no. Magic talking dragons.
Yeah.
At least none that we've seen. So it might be a giant surprise in the trailer. Like maybe she will like meditate and go into a spirit realm and a giant Mushu dragon will guide her or some shit like that.
Almost. Maybe.
I'm guessing. I don't know.
What about April?
April. I saw a trailer in Bad Boys for Life for a movie that I didn't really think would be good, but the trailer looked funny enough, and I like Kumail Nanjiani.
Nanjiani. Yeah.
The movie's called Lovebirds.
I saw the poster when I was doing research today, but I haven't seen the trailer yet.
Yeah, so the...
Is this pre-jacked Kumail? Or
No, he's like...
Is he jacked already?
Yeah, he's jacked.
Okay.
So a couple, Ezra Ray and Kumail Nanjiani, experiences a defining moment in their relationship when they are unintentionally embroiled in a murder mystery. Mm. And it's a comedy, so...
Okay. I like Kumail. I mean, I'm
not saying it's going to be a hilarious romp. It's not going to be the next game night or anything, but it looked funny enough.
Is that your go-to hilarious romp is game night?
Recent romp, yeah.
Okay.
Do you know a funnier movie that came out recently?
I never really thought about it, but...
Exactly. So you're wrong.
How was I wrong? I wasn't disagreeing with you.
It was unnecessarily hostile.
I'm just messing with you.
Hold on.
What?
You know what else is coming out early April?
Something movie? That was supposed to come out like 4 years ago.
4 years ago? Yeah. What is it? The New Mutants?
New Mutants.
I'm sort of on the fence of this because the New Mutants is one of my favorite Marvel series that's ever come out. I love the New Mutants growing up. I still read it today. It's based on a graphic novel. I just actually pulled it out of my collection a couple days ago to reread the Demon Bear Saga.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Demon Bear?
The Demon Bear Saga.
Like
so,
a rare bear.
Yeah, it's like a...
Like a grizzly bear.
It's a mental... It's hard to explain. It's like... It fucks with your mind type of... Like a demon.
Uh-huh.
But it takes a form of a bear.
Kind of like they did in that one show?
Like Legion?
Legion, yeah.
Yeah, sort of like that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'm looking forward to this.
So good.
Season one was weird and entertaining. Well, season two just kind of got a little boring.
Really?
But season three, like, I haven't finished season three.
Season one.
I don't know which season it was, but like the commercials for it were like completely psychedelic bonkers.
Yeah.
If you're looking for that, definitely hits the mark on
okay.
it.
Yep. True.
Hey, they definitely like out of the park on that one.
But I think, I don't know if they went back and did reshoots on this or why it's taken so long to come out.
They did. They did do reshoots.
I just don't know if they had a place for it, but I know it's not in the MCU. It's not, there's no more X-Men universe in that for Fox. So
no, see, Disney bought Fox and then they watched Dark Phoenix and they was like, oh shit, this looks terrible.
Yeah.
What else do you have? Oh, that looks terrible too. Fix this movie.
I thought there was one more.
That's it.
Fox movie.
This is the last one.
This is it.
Yeah, the New Mutants.
Okay.
When Disney bought Fox and it was a Fox merger, these are like the last two that haven't come out yet.
And what I like about it, it's the characters, it's the core team of who the New Mutants are. So it's like Sunspot and Cannonball and Magic. It's the team that you want. It's really cool to me. I hope it's not too disappointing. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to get my hopes up too high, but...
The trailer looks cool.
Yeah.
Like, they made a new trailer for the new release.
Yeah.
So, hopefully it looks cool. Hopefully they did something. They did do reshoots. You can tell where the actors look different.
Okay.
So...
A couple years older.
Yeah. There's a couple of scenes, I'm like, wait a minute.
Also coming out in April is No Time to Die, the new Bond movie.
Yeah. Are you a Bond fan?
I'm not a huge Bond fan, but I like watching the movies. I haven't seen like every single Bond movie or whatever, but
well, this is the first Bond movie to be directed by someone who's not British.
Okay.
Cary Fukunaga.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he directed season one of True Detective, mm-hmm. and then he did
We Share the Same Name.
Okay.
The same spelling.
Is it spelled with a C?
I thought so.
Oh, it totally is. You're absolutely right. I always thought it was with a K.
Mm.
And then
it's pretty rare for that.
Yeah, and then he directed that other show that was on Netflix with what the fuck's his name? Maniac. And it had
I tried watching that. I couldn't get into it.
It was pretty good. I liked it.
That's with Jonah Hill and
Emma Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I love Emma Stone, but I was like, hmm.
And so yeah. I'm kind of excited for that alone. Also, Rami Malek's in it.
He plays the bad villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is going to be Sam Mendes' last one. No, I'm sorry. Not Sam Mendes. Daniel Craig's last one.
Right. I think he said that already.
Yeah.
Because they introduced like a female Bond in it too.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Who?
If you watch the trailer, I don't know her name, but she's a female 007 agent.
Oh. All right.
She was a 00.
Yeah.
They don't give her a number.
That's true. Maybe you're right.
Maybe she's 008 or 006.
You never know. Why would she be
001? Maybe she's the first one.
No.
No.
They've gone through some of those, haven't they?
I have no idea. Not in these series.
But in the
past, yes, yeah. They have. Okay. During
the past 50 years, maybe?
No, during what movie with Pierce Brosnan, one of his...
GoldenEye?
Yeah, GoldenEye, the other guy who turned bad, he was a 00 agent as well.
That's one of the few Bond movies I've seen, and I thought I remembered something.
It's based on a video game.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is.
I think it's the other way around, but it works.
Played the shit out of that.
Me too. They need to remaster that and put that on the Switch. They'd sell like fucking hotcakes.
Would it?
Yes, it would. They've remastered and put everything else on there. They need to do that game.
Also in April that you haven't mentioned is this horror movie called Antebellum. Antlers.
Which one?
Antlers.
Oh, I was thinking Antebellum.
I don't know what that one is.
Okay.
What's Antebellum?
I
saw a trailer for that.
Yeah.
I can't decide if I'm interested or not.
Right.
It looks different.
It's like an old antebellum, like New Orleans type of house, but it's like a sort of like
there's
slavery
like a modern,
or yeah.
There's some, yeah, it's like it somehow deals with pre-Civil War slavery.
Yeah.
But it's also modern day and
horror a little bit.
I don't understand what's going on. So.
The Antlers movie I was thinking of, it's a small town Oregon teacher and her brother, the local sheriff, become entwined with a young student harboring a dangerous secret with frightening consequences.
He has antlers.
It's a very monster movie. If you watch the trailer, it has like a very monster-esque feel to it. It's produced by Guillermo del Toro.
You sold me there.
For the most part, I like Guillermo del Toro, but a lot of movies he produces are hit and miss, so... but this trailer looks really good. It's directed by Scott Cooper, if that means anything.
It does not.
Okay.
Who is Scott Cooper?
I think he directed another thing. Crazy Heart is the movie that I really like. Yeah.
Wow. I haven't watched it. Is it good?
Yeah, I really liked it. I'm not even a country fan, so and then that goes to show you something.
Anything else in April?
No, that's all I have for April.
May. Let's get into May. I guess the biggest May release comes out in the very beginning of it. It's Black
Scooby-Doo.
Widow. Oh, yeah, Scoob. Yeah. I was thinking of more Black Widow, but...
I don't care to see that movie.
I don't have any comic book movies on my list this year. Like,
wow.
SpongeBob
is coming out in May.
Let me go back to Black Widow real quick. I know I should like it more from the trailer because it has Taskmaster in it, but...
It does?
It does. He's the main villain.
He is?
Yeah, they're fighting Taskmaster in the trailer.
Who's playing Taskmaster?
I don't remember, but I don't know. I'll definitely see it.
I'm going to see it.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
Like, eh.
I would probably see it opening weekend, too. It's a Marvel movie.
He's not on the cast list. No.
Either. What about this... F9 movie.
Oh, Fast Furious?
It's like a keyboard shortcut.
Is that what they're going with?
F9, yeah.
This is a terrible plot summary for Black Widow, by the way. A film about Natasha Romanoff and her quest between films Civil War and Infinity War.
Oh, well, there's where it takes place.
I was wondering about that.
Now we know that answer. Thanks, description.
Yeah.
Nondescript description.
Rachel Weisz is in it.
Yeah.
And David Harbour's in it.
David Harbour plays...
The two of them are...
The Red Guardian.
Some of the only reason I'm interested in watching it.
Yeah, he looks interesting.
Yeah, and Rachel Weisz, I think, is always good.
The Red Guardian is Russia's version of, like, Captain America.
Yeah. Right.
But he's, like, 20 years later, he's, like, old and fat.
Yeah, like, the serum didn't take or some shit like that.
He's just let himself go.
Directed by Kate Shortland.
Okay.
Never heard of her.
Mm.
She directed movies I've never seen.
So May seems like a pretty, not a great month. There's some good movies, but I was looking through the list. Summer doesn't look amazing.
Yeah.
Summer movies don't look that great.
What are you talking about? SpongeBob comes out in May, and then the overly delayed Artemis Fowl movie from Disney.
Is that really coming out?
Yeah, supposedly. It comes out May 29th.
All right.
It has a release date, according to IMDb.
And in the next week is Wonder Woman 1984 in June.
Do y'all really?
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either.
I don't care
like,
at all.
The trailer didn't.
No, the trailer is not good.
No.
It didn't sell me on it at all. I mean, I like the time period. I like the 80s stuff, but. And I like her as Wonder Woman, but I'm not a huge DC movie guy, you know?
I have zero interest. Not zero. I have zero interest in Sean Ward.
You'll see
it. I'm just not like super crazy about it. It took me forever to watch Wonder Woman when they first came out.
Me too. And I felt like
my wife likes the character a lot, so I probably will see it.
I like the character a lot too. It's just I don't feel like the movie was very great.
What about Top Gun Maverick?
That comes out in May.
It comes out in June. The end of June.
Oh, it does. You skipped a whole bunch of other movies.
So you were talking earlier about the Jason Mendoza character.
Yeah.
He's in that.
Is he really?
Yeah. I'll tell you why.
I didn't know that.
Because after more than 30 years of service as one of the Navy top aviators, Pete Mitchell is where he belongs.
What about Goose?
Pushing the envelope as a courageous test pilot and dodging advancements in rank that would ground him forever.
That sounds boring.
I don't know. The trailer looks awesome as shit. And Tom Cruise flies a real jet plane.
Tom Cruise does his own stunt, so...
I know. And the aerial photography looks pretty awesome. I've never been a Top Gun fan.
I've never seen Top Gun.
I don't know if I have. I have memories of it. I remember playing the Nintendo game where I could never land the fucking plane on the...
You could never land on the fucking
aircraft.
No,
you can't.
Fuck that aircraft.
I like the director, Joseph Kosinski. Kosinski.
Okay.
That's his name. He did Tron Legacy.
Oh, yeah.
And then he did Oblivion.
No, yeah.
Yeah, so I like his style. I like his directing abilities. So, yeah. Because he made those two movies, I'm interested to see this.
What did I miss in June, then? That you're...
Oh, in June, let me go back. There's quite a few movies you missed in June that I think are noteworthy.
You got 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Well, too bad. Candyman, which is the
reboot?
The spiritual sequel of Candyman that's produced by...
Is it Tony Todd? If it's not Tony Todd...
Well, Tony Todd is in it.
Is he Candyman?
I don't know. It's written by Clive Barker other couple of other people.
Oh.
But it's produced by Get Out guy. What's his name?
Jordan Peele?
Jordan Peele. Thank you. It's produced by him, and he's like fully behind this, and black actors, black writers, and all that jazz are doing this.
I know that Tony, I'm on a first-name basis with Tony.
Are
Tony,
you really?
It's Mr. Todd to you, but...
No.
Not to you, but to George.
From his mouth, because I addressed him as Mr. Todd, and he said, no, it's Tony.
Oh.
So we're on first name basis, me and Tony. But no, I knew that he was going to be in it and that he's been very vocally supportive of the movie. So
I don't know what capacity he's in the movie.
I don't
either. I know he's in the movie in some fashion or form. Also, there is the next Pixar movie that comes out in June called Soul.
Is that Pixar or Disney?
That's Pixar.
So there's two Pixar movies coming out this year?
Yeah.
They got to have one come out in the summer,
because
they always have one come out a few days before my birthday. So
there you go. It's about a musician who's lost his passion for music and is transported out of his body and must find his way back
with
the help
of
an infant soul learning about herself.
I saw like a teaser trailer for this.
So a dude dies. Let's get this straight.
That sounds like Pixar.
Yeah. Disney is killing off your main character, and he's like a soul in an intangible world who meets a soul who's about to be born and is discovering herself.
Sounds very Pixar-y.
Yeah. It's directed by Pete Docter, so...
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right, I'm down.
That can't be terrible, right?
That's Mr. Docter to you.
Hey, and then the Lin-Manuel Miranda vehicle that he's like full producer on, it's called In the Heights.
Never
it was like his
it.
First big Broadway show that he produced.
That's right.
And it like won all the Tonys and shit.
They just announced that Hamilton's coming to theaters.
Well, the Broadway show of the original cast is coming to theaters.
Right. They're making a movie out of it, though.
Well, they've already filmed it. I guess they're just holding it for a year or two.
Have they filmed it already?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. The last two.
I just saw they announced it.
The last two performances of the original cast, they filmed it for Prosperity, and Disney paid like $75 million.
So they're just going to take a recording of the live show and make a movie out of it?
Yes, because it's filmed differently than any other Broadway show has been filmed before.
Right.
Like, they actually crafted camera movements on the stage They crafted the way to shoot the thing to feel like a movie on stage. So there's that.
That's interesting.
But with a live audience.
This is one static camera that sort of moves around.
No. It's like the they have like steady cam operators on the stage and shit. So In the Heights, trailer looks great.
I've never
saw the Broadway show, but Lin-Manuel makes great music. He's not a great actor, but makes great music.
Sure.
And that's it I have for June. Those are the major things I felt like you missed on June.
Cool. Let's go into July.
July.
The one I'm actually looking forward to the most is Free Guy.
Free Guy?
You mean Free Fi?
No, that's a misspelling.
That's a typo. So I don't know anything about this movie.
Is that the Ryan Reynolds movie?
For the premise. And I like the premise.
The premise, it reminds me of Saints Row.
I don't know anything about the movie.
You haven't seen the trailer?
I have seen the trailer.
I haven't.
I think it looks fun.
Zero interest to see this movie.
You wouldn't.
I have zero interest.
This seems like a fun premise, and that's literally all I know about the movie. Yep. I haven't seen a trailer. I don't know what the movie's going to look like or anything.
Not going to watch it.
You're wrong, though.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
Do we have to talk about Minions: The Rise of Gru?
Jesus fuck, they're making another one of these goddamn movies.
Hey, kids love those Minions movies. We have three movies for July.
Do you have Ghostbusters Afterlife?
I do, unfortunately.
Yep.
I'm
cautiously optimistic.
Yes.
I'm trying to be optimistic, but I don't think it's going to be good. I want it to be good, but it's not going to be.
You don't know that.
I don't know that. I hope I'm wrong.
I mean, it's Jason Reitman, so hopefully...
What does that mean? Name a good movie Jason Reitman done recently.
Well, his dad did the first one.
Okay.
So, you know,
his dad also made a whole bunch of shitty movies, too.
He also made a bunch of good ones, too.
A good handful.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm optimistic about it as well. I'm hoping it's good.
The one I'm looking forward to in July is Tenet.
Yeah, that's on my list, too. I don't even know much about what the fuck's going on in the movie, but the trailer is stylish as fuck.
It looks like Time Cops.
And John David Washington?
Yeah, Denzel Washington.
Yeah, he's a fucking phenomenal actor. He's great.
What else? I don't know if I've seen him.
He's one of the main characters in Ballers, the TV show Ballers.
Nah.
Really good in that show.
He hasn't really been in much besides that.
Black Klansman?
Oh, yeah, he was in that. That's right. The Spike Lee movie.
Yeah. Spike Lee joint. He doesn't make movies. He makes joints.
Tenet
looks
in.
Cool. It's, what's his name? Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan.
Old Christopher Nolan.
Oh, Robert Pattinson's in that, too.
It doesn't sell me on it.
And also Michael Caine.
Michael Caine, of course.
Of course Michael Caine's
in it. Well, he's Nolan's, like, good luck charm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Also coming out in July is Jungle Cruise movie.
I'm going to see this stupid movie.
I am too.
I'm going to see this.
So the trailer had me when he was pretending to be...
That they do the Jungle Cruise gags as a scam in the movie.
I was sold on that.
All right, fuck it. I'm in. Let's do this.
How are they going
to
do this?
That's what sold me on it. I was like, I'm hoping this would be a good ride to movie transfer.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure it will be. But I want to see it regardless. Yeah. Plus, I like The Rock.
Yeah.
Also, Bob's Burgers, the movie, comes out in July.
I've still never really watched that show.
I've never seen an episode of it.
I've just never seen a full
episode. I was never a huge fan. I always watched episodes here and there.
Yeah.
But since Catherine and I have been married and lived together prior to, she's an avid fan. She watches it all the time. So therefore, I've learned to like the show.
Watch it.
And it's actually fairly funny. It's pretty on par. Some episodes are not as great, but it's pretty funny.
What about this Morbius movie?
I don't know shit about it.
What is that?
I haven't watched the trailer for it or anything.
You're
talking about that Jared Leto vampire shit?
Yes.
No one's going to watch that movie.
It's supposed to be in the Spider-Man universe.
No one cares.
I'm just saying.
No one cares. Move on. Jared Leto, you got two bites at the apple. Move on.
Two bites of the apple.
The comic book apple.
Well, he didn't do a good job as Joker, so.
No.
Are y'all excited for, what's the name of that movie? The Harley Quinn movie?
Fuck no.
Wait, that comes out in February.
Yeah, it comes out like this weekend.
Next weekend.
No, it's like this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, so soon.
Yeah. I don't.
I've heard good things about it.
She plays that character really well. That's all I can say.
I hear it's really funny. And
it doesn't look funny. The trailer's not funny.
Don't tell me. I didn't see the movie. I'm just repeating reviews.
He didn't cut the trailer.
I'm just saying that just based on the trailer alone, it doesn't look funny.
Ewan McGregor's in it?
Who does Ewan McGregor play?
Black Mask.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how they're going to translate the trauma that he had. And that's the reason he wears a black mask, but...
So I have one movie in August that is worthwhile, that it's going to be...
I only have one movie in August as well.
Is it time to face the music?
It's right.
Bill and Ted. Fuck yeah. Right.
I'm dying for a trailer. I was hoping Super Bowl weekend they would come out with a trailer. Well, they just had that stupid Walmart ad. Yeah, the Walmart commercial. Like, oh my God, is this like a secret trailer? No.
Yeah.
It was just a Walmart ad.
That was sort of cool, though.
Yeah, it was kind
of
cool.
That Walmart ad is... They really know how to get the pop culture people to come into the stores.
It's just Walmart tossing their money for licensing for a commercial is what it is.
And they do a good job of it.
God, that one... Was it their Super Bowl commercial last year, maybe, that had like all of the different
cars
vehicles?
And stuff? Yeah.
Okay.
They had that again in this one, too. Yeah. They had the Back to the Future car and the Blade Runner
car. The
new
commercial they put out this year?
No, I didn't watch a second of the Super Bowl.
No, we watched the whole
thing. I didn't watch the Super Bowl either. I don't have cable anymore.
Was it cable only?
No.
No, but since I don't have a digital antenna yet. Gotcha. So I keep seeing ads for the Walmart ad on my YouTube.
Well, I mean, the Walmart ad is actually really good. We'll have to, besides being a Walmart ad, it's pretty cool with what they have in it.
Okay.
It goes from everything from, like, you know, Blade Runner again to the Arrival. Bill and Ted's in it. Or not Bill and Ted, but... I don't want to spoil it too much since you haven't seen it yet, but two versions of a certain character in it, which is pretty cool. Star Wars, maybe? Star Trek? All that stuff.
What isn't in the trailer?
What isn't in it? Yeah.
That's the kind of like where you're going to go with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
September, boy. My friend.
September, there's a lot of shit going on.
Is there? I have one.
Oh, no, I only have two. Sorry.
Okay.
I was looking ahead.
I have The Kingsman.
That's what I have as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
And Matthew Vaughn directed that, right?
Yep.
Matthew Vaughn's going to make Kingsman movies forever. Yep. That's all he's going to do.
He's going to do Kick-Ass versus Kingsman one day.
He's done with Kick-Ass. He doesn't touch that after the first one.
I know. There should be a crossover, though.
It should be. The one that it's still listed to come out in September, but I don't know for sure, is the Edgar Wright movie Last Night in Soho.
Oh. I haven't seen the trailer for this.
It hasn't come out yet. That's why I'm not sure if it's coming out this year. They haven't mentioned it, but it's slated to come out this year.
Okay.
With a really weird plot line.
Yeah, well, it's Edgar Wright.
So a young girl who is passionate in fashion design is mysteriously able to enter the 1960s, where she encounters her idol, a dazzling wannabe singer. But in 1960s London is not what it seems to be. And seems to fall apart with shady consequences.
Okay. Does she meet Austin Powers? Is that the deal?
I have no idea. Here's a picture. Kind of looks like a horror movie.
Oh. Okay. Go Edgar Wright. Do whatever you want to do.
It's called Last Night in Soho. Okay. Slated to come out in September.
Let's go to the... There's a little bit of movies coming out the rest of the year. A lot of comic book stuff, like culture, pop culture stuff. So Venom 2 is coming out. That's all we got to say.
In 2020?
I think so. That's what I read.
Really?
October.
I do not have that on my list at all.
Halloween Kills coming out October 16th.
Yeah, so is Death of the Nile.
What's that?
Agatha Christie remake with Hercule Poirot.
With what?
Hercule Poirot. It's a sequel to Murder on the Orient Express.
Kenneth Branagh doing this one?
Yes.
Oh, of course he is.
Directing and acting Starring. As Hercule Poirot.
Was he the detective from Murder on the
Yeah, he played Poirot in the first movie.
There's supposedly a G.I. Joe Snake Eyes movie coming out this year.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I'm sorry, go back a step. Halloween Kills, is this like Michael Myers?
Yes.
Halloween? Sequel to the last
sequel
Halloween.
To the one that just came out.
They're filming two movies back to back. So
I knew they were planning two more.
Yeah, so it's this and another one next year or the following
Halloween
year.
Returns? I don't know what they're going to call it.
I mean, if Halloween Kills,
yeah.
What the fuck are you going to name the next one?
Halloween Resurrection? Oh, they've already done that.
They already did that one, so.
Damn it. Then we have Eternals in November, November 6th. I'm looking forward to Eternals.
Not a single trailer yet.
Nope, not a trailer yet. Godzilla versus Kong.
That was on my list.
Yeah.
Skull Island was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. It was.
I thought the last Godzilla movie was fairly fun. It had the same problems that the first Godzilla movie had, and that there were people in it.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to see Godzilla fight King Kong.
We were missing the Robert Zemeckis remake of The Witches.
I saw when this? I was...
When is so, it?
What is it?
Well, The Witches is a Roald Dahl story. No. And they made a movie of it in like, the late 80s?
It's about a kid turned into a mouse and shit?
No. Yeah. It's...
Roald Dahl, really?
Roald Dahl, yeah.
What's her name?
1983 classic book.
The book was 83.
What was the movie?
Movie was like 80s. No, it was... I thought the movie was late 80s. Like,
it's not The Witches, the... What's that one movie?
It's this one.
Hocus Pocus, whatever?
It's this movie.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen that?
That looks
movie?
Familiar, but I've
he
never
ends
seen
up,
that.
The boy and his... is it his grandmother that he lives with?
Came out in 1990.
90, okay.
I was too old for that then.
But like
I was already in high school.
The boy like lives with his grandmother.
Yeah,
and they
go
end up
on
at
vacation
this hotel. And the witches convention is happening
right.
at the hotel at the same time.
So and Robert Zemeckis, who hasn't made a good movie in I don't know, forever.
30 years.
Wow.
Well, I don't know.
I would say that that movie with Denzel was pretty good.
What was that?
Flight, I think it was called, where he was a coked up drunk pilot and he flipped the plane to save everybody's life.
Never saw that.
It was pretty good. It was a good drama. But anything other than that after that was still terrible. Like that Marwan movie.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
It was terrible.
With
Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that looked weird as fuck. And not in like a cool, intriguing way either.
I don't think it was good. I don't think it was a good movie. From
so
what I remember.
Hopefully, there's no trailer or production photos of Robert Zemeckis' The Witches yet. I hope he doesn't like just do that stupid technology shit that he's been doing for the past 20, 30 years.
I saw that was a thing when I was looking stuff up today, and I didn't put it on my list because I'm like, there's not enough information to go on here.
Well, I'm a big fan of the Witches movie.
Yeah.
It was one of those things I loved as a kid. It.
Angelica Houston plays the head witch in the original one. Yeah. I was trying to remember that earlier. Her name wasn't coming
to mind. Captain EO.
Was she in Captain EO?
She was like the
I never
main...
saw the Captain EO.
What?
I never saw it.
You never saw Captain EO? Nope. Oh my God.
Rowan Atkinson's also in the original.
No, really?
Yeah. Plays the bellhop guy or the hotel manager.
Who made that movie? Was it a Disney movie or no?
No.
No, it's I don't know who made the movie. Okay. I think it's Universal or Warner Brothers. It's Warner Brothers.
So going back to the last three movies I have coming out in December, Dune.
Yep,
is coming out
list.
December 18th.
Mostly because of Denis Villeneuve is involved.
It's the only reason why I'm interested.
That me same because he's doing it. I want to see it.
Yeah.
And
also, Raya the Last Dragon comes out on Thanksgiving Day, which is a Disney animated movie.
I never heard about this one.
Really?
Oh. I saw that name when I was looking stuff up as well, but I don't
know
anything
about it
either. In the
realm known as Lamandra, a reimagined Earth inhabited by ancient civilization, a warrior named Raya is determined to find the Last Dragon.
Okay.
Yeah. Saw some concept art not too long ago, and it looked pretty cool.
I haven't heard about this one yet. The last movie I have on my list.
Awkwafina's in this one, too.
Sold. Whatever. Coming to America.
Coming to America. I love Coming to America.
It's one of my favorite comedies from the
year. And I love Dolomite. So the same production team who made Dolomite is making Coming to America. So I'm sold.
You gonna get your Afro Sheen ready?
No, man. It's Just Glow.
Just Glow. That's right.
Just let your hair. Okay, I won't stop.
We should all go to McDowell's and get ready for it.
McDowell's. Man, if they were smart as a marketing team, they probably don't have the marketing money.
There was a pop-up McDowell's somewhere.
Really? Where?
Yeah, I don't... Look it up. They did a McDowell's. Maybe it was in New York somewhere.
It'd be so great if they did like two or three and they just took over McDonald's for a little while as McDowell's.
They did.
That would be so awesome.
There was one of these pop-up event things, you know? Yeah. So... I mean, it looks like there's some good movies coming out this year.
Yeah, totally.
And it looks like there's some questionable movies coming out this year. But
there's also the Joel Carnahan movie coming out.
What's that?
Called Boss Level.
I haven't heard of this.
A retired special ops.
You know, he has like all the descriptions. He's not even reading these. These are just in his head, dude.
No, IMDb. Retired special forces officer is trapped in a never-ending time loop on the day of his death. So it's Groundhog Day, but Joel Carnahan style, I guess.
Okay.
So
did you see the Groundhog Day commercial from the Super Bowl?
I did.
Okay.
It was all right.
Yeah. The Groundhog Day game is better.
I imagine they paid Bill Murray a fuck ton of money to do that.
Yeah. Real quick, do you guys have any video games you're looking forward to this year?
What are Vigima games?
Vigima games? Like maybe Doom Eternal in March?
I am looking forward to Doom Eternal.
Resident Evil 3 remake?
Meh.
The Last of Us 2?
Haven't finished the first one.
You still have my game, don't
the,
you?
What's yes, the second?
That's why I'm still trying to play it.
What's the second one about?
I don't know.
It's got to be like a completely different storyline, right?
No, it has the chick in it. I keep seeing the poster with her in
yeah.
there.
Okay.
Because they did that. They did a,
which makes me think I know what happens in this.
The they did a DLC game after the first one came out with just the little girl.
Yeah.
It was like sort of a prequel, maybe? I can't remember.
It was not exact. It was like, it was something, it was a, like an episode that happened in between
yeah.
episodes of the main game, basically.
Another game I'm looking forward to is Ori and the Will of the Wisps, the sequel.
Okay.
Comes out March 11th. You ever played Ori? In, oh, such a great
game. I know you were a
game.
Big fan.
Darksiders Genesis comes out soon.
I tried to play the first Darksiders game, and I played it for a while, and I did not. It never stuck. I didn't really care for it.
This game is a different style of game. It's more of a Diablo-style game, but okay. in that universe.
Okay.
Diablo.
That might
Diablo.
Be. I think maybe part of my problem with the first Darksiders is that I was playing it on PC, and I was playing it with a keyboard and a mouse,
oh, yeah.
and I think if I went back and tried it with a
Darksiders,
it might
it's
work better.
A 3D, it's a Zelda game, because you have to get certain things to get to different levels, and it was very much like a Zelda, Legend of Zelda type of game, 3D. I love the artwork in it. It was all Joe Madureira.
The artwork in the concept and stuff.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I just didn't enjoy the gameplay that much.
Which, I'm not super excited
kind of
about this, but the Final Fantasy VII remake is finally coming out. For people who like that,
isn't it like just a complete overhaul? It's not
yeah.
even a remake.
Yeah,
why even
much.
Call it a remake anymore?
I don't know.
They should just call it redo.
Yeah. There's a.
I never could finish it before, so I'm not going to finish this one.
DLC for Kingdom Hearts 3 is coming out. Whole new. Level or something.
Weren't you like severely disappointed with that game?
I was.
So you're excited for this?
I'll probably play it, but I never beat the end boss on Kingdom Hearts 3. It was just too damn difficult. I just finally threw in the towel. Maybe I'll go back to it 6 months later and be able to do it. But I haven't gone back to it yet. Let's see. Marvel's Avengers got pushed back till September. Which
is that the one that kept on showing the crappy trailers for?
Yes.
Not too long ago.
Hopefully it's not too...
they spent a lot of money on that game.
I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of microtransactions and shit like that in it. That's
oh, yeah?
why I have a feeling.
It's an open world game, though.
Maybe. They haven't really said a lot. I have a feeling it's going to be like a Destiny type of game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a always on type of
Lame.
Experience. Yeah,
that'd be stupid.
I'm not excited for that. Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh shit, that comes out next year?
September.
Or this
year?
Pushed,
yeah, got pushed back from April to September.
That's awesome. I've been wanting to play that ever since I saw the trailer for that.
And something I'm looking forward to finally on the console is Planet Coaster. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Like Coaster Simulator?
Yes. It's.
Yeah. Does the PS, the new PS game, console come out
PS5
this year?
PS5 and the Xbox Series X both come out this holiday.
So there is a game that's made for the new gen, for the PlayStation gen, that I'm really excited for, that I'm probably
going to... What's the amazing PS5 name?
PS5?
I know.
They're not overly creative with the names.
They're not.
You know what? Props to them. They don't need to be. Just number the damn things instead of getting into this mess that Xbox gets themselves into.
What's the Xbox one called?
Xbox Series X.
How is that not confusing?
Just call it Xbox 2?
It's not the Xbox.
Because it's not the Xbox 2.
No, it's like, there's not the Xbox One X, it's the Series X. Not confusing.
Sure.
They should just call it Xbox XX. Double. That's it.
Double it?
The X squared or some shit, I don't know.
Just call it Xbox.
The new Xbox.
Just don't even name it anymore. Just call it Xbox.
Xbox 2020.
Yeah. I would be fine with that. So the game I'm looking forward to is called The Ghost of Tsushima?
Ghost of Tsushima.
Tsushima.
Yes.
Yeah, I keep. I don't know
if that's a next gen, but
yeah, Sucker Punch said that the graphics were made for the new gen consoles.
Okay, so maybe it's a game to wait for on the new systems.
Even though it will be one of those games that will be released on both consoles.
Yeah,
kind of like how Uncharted 3 was.
Yes,
and they say both
consoles are going to be completely backwards compatible. So all the way back to Xbox One. The first Xbox?
Has that been confirmed?
I think it has been confirmed. Don't quote me on it, but...
Because the last thing I heard was Sony hinting that it will be, but they hadn't come out and really say it.
You said you also had some, like, TV stuff.
I don't have TV stuff.
Oh, you don't have TV stuff.
I do not.
Do you have music stuff?
I do, but I want to get into that in our next segment. We're going to get into George Hates Metal. We're going to bring that back, finally. And we're going to talk about some metal stuff, and then we're going to talk about some albums coming out. And then we're going to wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Responsibly.
That's right.
Don't become podcast parents.
Well, if you want to, you can.
We are not responsible for any ear babies we make.
No, we're not. It's very metal.
It's that time
for
George Hates Metal.
Yes, I don't.
I know.
But yes.
So let's talk about. We heard two songs.
We did.
Yeah.
I only heard one.
You heard both, motherfucker. the first one we heard is a band called Donna Solace.
Donna Summers.
I looked at him for help. I'm like, oh, dude, help me.
Dawn of Solace.
Dawn of Solace.
You're not making fun of my list now, are you?
No, no. I just find it funny. The name is very similar to Donna Summers.
No, it's not. So this band, Dawn of Solace, not Donna Summer, it's a side project of Tomas Sopinin, who is the main songwriter in... Yes. Main songwriter behind Wolfheart, who's one of my favorite bands. This is their second album. The first album came out in 2006. So there's like 14, 15 years between albums.
Wolfheart was more important.
Wolfheart was actually a side project for him that sort of took off and became his main project.
Bread and butter.
That's just how it goes.
Yeah. So I've always been a big fan of this guy. Before the Aeon... I'm trying to think of all the other bands he's been in. Before the Dawn, Black Sun Aeon is a band I was thinking of. If you haven't heard Black Sun Aeon, the band, fucking phenomenal stuff. Really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what'd you think?
It was the first song we listened to, right?
Yeah, this song we heard was called Ashes from the album called Waves. Came out January 24th.
Of this year.
This year. Wow, just came out. Brand new.
It was okay. A little slow for my taste. But
I knew you would say that.
The song sounded nice. Do they get faster or heavier at any point? Or is that like the only tempo they go to?
No, they do different tempos, but it is mostly a little slower doom. It's cool. Melancholy doom.
I'm done being depressed, man. I don't need to be depressed anymore.
I love being depressed.
The world's depressing as it is. Let's move on.
What did you sing, Dave?
I liked it. I'll check out more of it. I like his stuff with Wolfhard as well.
Yes.
So I'll look into this some more. I wasn't bowled over by the song, but I enjoyed it enough that I am intrigued to go check out the album.
Very cool. And the second song we heard was the Brand New Testament.
Yep.
Yeah. What'd you think of that?
It was awesome. You sent it to me via message when it dropped.
Yep. Night of the Witch is the song. The album is going to be called something of Titans.
Oh, I had it. Hang on. I had it just a second ago.
Clash of Titans?
No, that was the tour they were on back in the 90s.
It's also
the Titans of creation. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to this album. I fucking love Gene Hoagland's drum style and how he doesn't go where you expect him to go. He's amazing.
It's amazing he's that old and can still rock that hard.
Yeah, he's probably in his early 50s by now. Yeah, they're all that. They're all in that age.
They rock hard.
And they're going to be touring.
I will say that Chuck sounding pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more aggressive than he has recently on this one.
Maybe he has something to be angry about.
He has plenty to be angry about.
Yeah, he does.
So there it is.
They're touring with, I think, Municipal Waste and Black Dahlia Murder and Heard Caverla Attack.
Sure.
Caverla
Attack? I've never heard of any of those people.
I'm sure you have.
You've never heard of the Black Dahlia Murder?
I'm sure
I know of the murder.
The event, I know, but you've probably heard the band.
You've never heard Municipal Waste?
That's a punk band, right?
Crossover thrash, yeah.
I probably have heard them in passing.
And I think
they
would be
a
good match for a Testament show.
Yeah. And I think Caverla Attack is a band you would actually be into.
Caverla Attack?
Caverla Attack.
Caverla Attack.
Caverla Attack.
What they're like?
They're very comparable to like what a Mastodon would do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A little bit heavier.
Attack.
Yeah.
I'll check them out.
So that's... There you go.
Did I spell it right?
Did I get it right? I don't know
how you spelled it. I wasn't paying attention. I was finding the proper spelling while you...
K-E-V-E-L-E-R-T-A-K?
It's not K-E-V. It's K-E-V.
K-E-V. Yeah, that's right.
On another note, did you know Power Trip came out with a new song?
I have not heard it yet, but I know they have a new album coming out this year.
Yeah, it's called... Well, the song is called Hornet's Nest, and it was pretty good.
We talked about our movies coming up this year, but I have a list of some albums coming out.
Oh.
But before that, I wanted to get into a little sad part here real quick and pay tribute to some fallen heavy metal members in the past few months. This first part of this year has been crazy. Do you want to do the first one? The phenomenal drummer?
Neil Peart.
Yes.
That was... To kick off the new year, thanks.
Or Pert, however people say it. I hear it every way.
I have
Pert
to.
Or Peart?
Peart.
I've always heard Pert.
Yeah. He's really one of my favorite drummers. He influenced me like crazy.
This is one of those people that, like, even if you don't like Rush, you've been influenced by Rush.
You can, if you don't like their music, you can still appreciate what he does in the band and what each separate member brings to the table. But man, he was just a phenomenal drummer, always trying new things, never made things boring in drums, you know what I mean? Always interesting fills and tried new stuff. Influenced so many fucking death metal drummers, I would think, out there right now. He was a living legend. He really owned
more drums than any other human being.
Yes. He had that 360 drum set.
Yeah.
There was a picture of a top-down view of that drum set.
Yeah.
Fucking phenomenal. Did you ever get to see Rush live?
No, never did.
George? No?
I'm not the craziest Rush fan, but there's a lot of other songs I like.
I only got to see them live once, and that was like around 96, 97 at the Summit when Primus opened up.
That's a fun show.
It was great. It was a phenomenal show. I was like super into Primus at the time. I never saw Rush before. And that, you know, that mid-90s stuff was great too. I like a lot of their stuff. I haven't, the last few albums they put out, I'll admit I never really got into that much, but man.
It's been a while since I've listened to Rush.
After he passed, you know, dived really back into their catalog and started going from the beginning towards now. There's a lot of stuff I hadn't heard before, you know.
I'm sure there's a lot of their stuff that I haven't heard before either.
It's worth diving into their catalog.
Yeah.
You have Spotify. It's really easy to do. Just go back and just start listening to it.
Word.
Yes. Word to your mother.
Yep.
Another phenomenal drummer that we lost is Sean Reinert. He was on Death Human. He was the drummer from Cynic. One of the first metal musicians to come out. He was a phenomenal drummer. He just was able to just put a lot of style and jazz influence into death metal drumming. And I can't say all of Cynic was very heavy. It towards the end, like the last couple albums they put out, very progressive stylistic stuff. But he was a great drummer. Have you ever heard Cynic?
No.
Check them out. I think you actually might dig them.
Fennec or Cynic? Cynic. Okay.
Like being cynical.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Another drummer, I've listened to the band before. The band is called To Die For. Their drummer, Antu Lonka, passed away. And then another drummer passed away just recently. Reed Mullen, drummer from Corrosion of Conformity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Man. He was 53 years old. I've always been a big fan of COC, their style. Even back when they were in their punk era, and then like Blind was one of my favorite fucking albums in like the late 80s, you know, and then, you know, like stuff like Clean My Wounds and when they got super popular, you know. But they've always put out still quality stuff. He's another big loss. And then we had a couple bass players that passed away. Joe Payne was previously in Nile for a while. You're wearing a Nile shirt right now.
I am wearing a Nile shirt.
And he was also in the band Divine Heresy. And Josh Pape, former bass player from DRI and Gangrene. He played on...
I'm not familiar with really either.
He wasn't in the band very long, but he played on some of their most seminal albums. So that's too many people that we've lost in the past few months.
Slow down, 2020.
That's right.
People just want to get the fuck out of this place.
No. Yes, but not this way. Do you want to take a few minutes to talk about some upcoming albums?
Your list is a lot longer than mine.
What's on your list? Let's go to your list first.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Metal Nathorak has one coming out this year?
Yes.
Cool.
I went through a couple different places in Encyclopedia Metallum, and
there is way too metal goddamn wiki. Much on there.
No, that's hard to sift through.
Yeah.
Even at Weekly, I know people that try to keep up.
I tried that last year. It is, like, to say it's impossible is an understatement.
Yes.
I tried to use that as my list of new releases to draw from, and it got so long so fast that it was basically useless to me there was so much information there.
So just in February we have new albums from God Dethroned, Sepultura, Eson has an EP coming out. Caveral Attack is has their full length. Psychotic Waltz, who I'm a big fan of, progressive rock metal stuff. Got the singer. It was also, it did a lot of stuff in Arion and things like that.
Okay,
it was their first came into my attention. Demons and Wizards
that's the first one on my list. Demons and Wizards 3.
I've heard two songs off this album.
I've only heard one. It was one, the second one that they put
the
out.
The more rocky one.
I think so.
I don't like that song. I wasn't really into it. I heard it today.
I don't really have an opinion on it.
Yeah, it's not. It might be fine
in context
of the full album, but Then in March, we have a new Crematory album who've put out a couple songs. It's really awesome so far. Really quality, like Death Doom.
Mm-hmm.
My Dying Bride has a new album out.
That's also on my list. The single from that one, yes, it sounds killer.
It's so good.
It's kind of... It's still My Dying Bride, but it's almost like old My Dying Bride.
Agreed. With top-notch...
production.
Mastering and production, Wolf has a new album coming out. Always been a big fan of them. Swedish, like, classic power metal type stuff, you know?
Okay.
Lucifer have a new album coming out.
I just started kind of getting into them recently.
I regret not going to the show.
Yeah.
That would have been fun. Mirkur has a new album coming out.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Called Folkesänge. Sure. Candlemass has an EP coming out. They've already released one song off of that. Testament, Titans of Creation, April 3rd. Is that on your list?
It will be.
It is now.
Yeah.
Then we have a new Nightwish album, New Catatonia, finally.
That will be on mine, too.
New Vader album.
I just saw that a minute ago, that Vader has an album coming out, and so...
Maybe someday later?
No.
Okay. And this band, Ordin Ogan. Ogan? I can never say that.
I
like them.
They have a weird name in, like, some of the cheesiest album covers.
Oh, fuck yes.
But they write a kick-ass song. I'll give them that.
They are very much influenced by Blind Guardian.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
The only thing, is that your list?
Well, that's an album with dates.
Oh, okay.
So, so I have a list of bands that are working on stuff, but let's get to your list.
The only other thing I had written down, and it's not, like, a major one on my list, Intronaut. Has an album coming out.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, Fluid Existential Inversions. So I'm looking forward to listening to that. I'm not like a massive fan of theirs, but they do that, you know, proggy post-metal thing that I like. So
they do indeed.
Yeah. He does have a taste.
Yes, we all have a taste. Do you have any albums that you're looking forward to this year at all?
I haven't had much I haven't had much chance to look yet. Like I'm still like trying to catch up with what's already come out this year.
Yeah, also I'm not really a type of like looks to see what albums are coming out unless like I get a targeted ad for it or like I hear a single from something. But very rarely do I know when an album's coming out until it's on the new release tab on Spotify.
I can see that. So just going through a quick list here. These are albums that bands are working on. There's no set dates, no album titles, none of that kind of stuff yet. So Anthrax, Anal Natrach. So give me if I'm not wrong. Isn't that a Lord of the Rings reference?
It is not.
It is not.
No, it's from.
I always thought it was.
It's from Excalibur.
Oh, I thought it was like part of the orcs or something.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
It seems like it could be.
Yeah.
It's very black speech.
Yes.
Yeah, but it comes from the movie Excalibur.
Armored Saint have a new album coming out. Atheist, who...
I like that you skipped right over Arch Enemy.
I did skip over Arch Enemy. Belphegor, Black Crown Initiate, Blind Guardian, which I didn't even know they have a new album out.
What?
Apparently they're working on a new album.
Okay.
Cannibal Corpse, Carcass, I know we're definitely working on one. I'm looking forward to that. Dark Angel, first new album in 20-plus years. Yeah, it's going to be cool. Enslaved have a new album coming out.
Excellent.
Deep Purple have a new one.
Another one?
Yeah, fuck yeah. They're never going to stop. Not till they're in the grave, man.
One of them is, at least.
I'm sure some of them actually are already.
Oh, yeah?
They just get younger members.
No.
That's
how they keep on playing.
Apparently, Face No More is working on a new album. They're doing this one-off.
Yeah, I heard that.
There's one off tour date in California with, who is it? System of a Down and Korn.
System of a Down's apparently reuniting, like proper reuniting.
Really? I didn't realize they still made music.
They haven't in a while.
Not together. They've all been doing other things.
Who else is on that band? Face No More, Russian Circles, and Helmet. It's an interesting little lineup.
Yeah, I see Helmet is also on your list.
Helmet, yeah.
I didn't even realize they were still around in any capacity.
They played here. They did like a 20th anniversary of Unsung. Fate's Warning, Fintroll.
I haven't listened to Fate's Warning in a long time.
Still awesome, dude. Still awesome. Firewind have a new album coming out. They're actually going to be touring here soon. Helloween, which I'm looking forward to. This is going to be their first album with both vocalists.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, actually, all three vocalists, because Kai Hansen and then Andy Daris and Michael Kiske are all in the band. They're officially all members of the band. So, looking forward to that. Isan apparently is going to have a full-length album out sometime this year. Immolation. Some little band called Iron Maiden are working on something new.
Let's see. Where are they in the cycle? Is this good album?
I think this might be the bad album.
Is this... Okay.
Because The Book of Souls is good. It, comparatively.
It was okay.
But hopefully, maybe this might be the good album. If you don't know, Iron Maiden has this album cycle. They do a good album. They do a sort of crappier album, then a good album, then a crappier album. It's just a thing they do. I don't know why. Camelot.
It's the bad songs that didn't make the first album. They just like, just throw those in there.
Maybe. Camelot, Creator, Lamb of God. I put that on for you. I know you like them.
I do.
Massacre. Haven't put out an album in fucking years. Megadeth is putting out a new album.
Dave Mustaine cancer-free. Says he's 100% cancer-free.
That's right. Doing touring again at the Metal Church. At the Metal Church, you pledge your metal allegiance. They both have a new album coming out. Moonspell have a new album.
Okay, cool. Their last album, I have listened to a lot.
Yes.
A lot. So I'm looking forward to more from them.
Napalm Death, Overkill. It's next year. It must be a new album.
Wow.
Well, they had a single last year.
They had a full album last year.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Their album cycle is like every year, year and a half. It's pretty crazy. And they're always good, too. Pestilence have a new album coming out, who actually are touring with Possessed soon, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I saw that was coming.
The Scorpions are going to put out a new album. I thought they were completely gone, but no. They have an album. They're doing that Las Vegas residency for a while. Sanctuary are going to put a new album out.
What are they doing these days?
Joseph Michael, the singer that toured with them last, he's also from Witherfall, is their, not official vocalist, but their interim.
Okay.
I don't know. They're not replacing Warrell Dane because you can't, but he's just their new vocalist. You know what I mean? Power Trip, that was on the list. Sorcerer, I'm excited for a new Sorcerer album. They're amazing. Triptychon have a new album coming out, and Warbringer.
I like Warbringer.
Like
I
know you Tom do. Warrior Triptychon?
Tom Warrior Triptychon, yeah.
Cool.
And notice I skipped over Rob Zombie, too.
I noticed that, yeah.
He still makes music? Thought he quit and just made movies. Bad ones.
I think he's quitting movies to make music again.
I think he's... Because movies are a bad
He goes from
apparently.
Bad movies to bad music. He can't make up his mind. But yeah, there's a lot of good stuff coming out this year. But you know what I'm looking forward to is the band that I've never heard of before. The stuff like 2019, there were so many bands I never heard of that made my top 10 list, you know?
But
Message.
New band.
Message received. Does any of that on what we just said strike your fancy?
Besides the one I know?
Sure.
No, because I don't know who they are.
Okay.
Or what they sound like.
We'll make you a playlist. You have to listen to every single one now.
I'll toss it on in the background when I don't have to listen to what I'm doing.
Yeah. Is there anything else on your list? Was that it?
That was, like I said, I haven't had a lot of time to look ahead yet.
So a lot of good music coming out this year and a lot of good touring coming out this year. So I'm excited.
Word.
Metal is a word.
It is a word.
So we have tickled our geek quite immensely this week.
Roger's listening.
But I would like to tickle our geek one more time. Can we do that real quick?
Really?
Yes.
It's so swollen.
I'm done with my refractory period. I'm ready to go again. This is why we have that explicit rating right there.
Exactly right.
I'll go first. I am looking forward to May 29th.
What happens May 29th?
I get to go to Galaxy's Edge.
Oh.
Yes.
You bought tickets and all
we
that.
We have booked our hotel. We booked our airfare. We're buying our tickets to the parks soon. I'm down and ready to go.
Down like a clown.
I've booked my Oga's Cantina reservation the first night. We have our reservation to build a lightsaber.
You did all this already?
Yeah.
It's in May.
I know.
You kind of got to.
Yeah.
Shit, you make me worried. I'm supposed to be going in April, and I haven't even bought tickets yet.
Well, you can't book Disneyland like you can Disney World. It's a little bit different. I've booked a couple of restaurants already. We've booked BOMA. Have you been to BOMA before?
Mm-mm.
It's the buffet restaurant at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. So very African flavors and stuff like that. It looks really good. We're going to be meeting up with Brian. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun. We're going to hang out with him a couple times. And maybe you might hear or get... I might get to meet the first Metal Geeks co-host for the first time ever.
Wow.
Don't know, but it might happen.
I don't even know who he is.
John Michael. Yeah, you know who he is.
I've never spoken to the person.
He's been on the show before.
Had I spoken with them?
Yes.
Oh, I don't remember this.
I know you don't. It wasn't about you. I'm sorry.
It usually is. Let's just be fair.
That's true.
In this instance, I guess not.
So I was going to ask you, Dave, we want to try different restaurants we've never been to before. Different things.
At Disney World?
At Disney World. Is there anything that you recommend?
Not Disney World.
Well, price-wise, yes. Monetarily.
Have you eaten at Marrakesh before?
I have not.
Marrakesh is good.
Restaurant Marrakesh in Epcot, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that kind of food, so...
Then, yeah.
Was that like Mediterranean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Moroccan type food. Morocco. Yeah,
yeah, it's in the Morocco Pavilion.
Cool.
At Epcot. That one's good. I'm trying to think of other kind of unusual ones that I enjoy out there.
We're going to be hitting up the Flower and Garden for one day. So we're going to probably walk around and eat the food around. And
is that in May?
Yeah. It ends like June 2nd or something like that. So
cool. I don't think they're doing any events in Disneyland when I'm going in April.
I don't know.
They're apparently the week before or the month before I'm going, they're doing like a Villains Weekend. So you have to buy like a separate ticket.
Separate ticket event. They're doing that actually in Disney World too.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, but it's like $130 extra per night. And it's only like 3 or 4 hours extra. I don't know. I don't know if it's worth
apparently it. Apparently it's supposed to be like all the villain costume characters come out.
Yeah, it could be cool.
It's a big fireworks show and big parade.
Our main goal is to spend as much time doing new stuff that we haven't done before.
So Avatar.
We're going to do Avatar. We're going to try to spend as much time in Hollywood Studios as we can, because there's a lot of stuff we haven't done there.
Like what?
Well, of course, Galaxy's Edge, the Toy Story Land we've never been to, the new Mickey and Minnie Runaway.
That's supposed to be open at Disneyland as well, right? Or is that only in Disney World?
It's going
to
be Disneyland, but not for another couple years.
Oh.
Where are they going to put it in Disneyland?
Back in the back part of Toontown.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even make my way back there when we were at Disneyland a few months ago.
So yeah, I mean, we're going for a week. We're staying at Pop Century. We've got a really good deal, like 20% off on the hotel rooms, which is sort of cool because it's like right where the
that's because they're gonna make you take those the Skyliner,
yeah.
Yeah. And it's gonna break down and
I hope it breaks down. I want free tickets. it might not, I don't know. It hasn't broken down in a while, so. Yeah. But my luck, it'll break down.
That thing had a rough opening.
Yeah, it did. That's what she said.
Why did she say that?
I don't know.
What are you doing down
there? I know the Pop Century, they've reduced times of the buses leaving. So
yeah.
One of the
That's what I was saying. They're going to make you take the sky.
To get to Rise of the Resistance, we need to get there like super fucking early. So we're probably going to have to like...
not go to sleep the night before.
Either not go to sleep or get up super early and take like an Uber or something over, which might work. We can just take the Skyliner back.
Are you gonna get a minivan?
Those are expensive, I think.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get a regular Uber, I think.
Why would he want a minivan?
That's it's Disney's on-site Uber service. It's a mini, as in Mickey and Minnie.
Yeah, yeah, they're all polka dotted like Minnie Mouse and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind getting in a mini.
They're apparently expensive.
Nobody got it. It's okay.
I got you. Mickey might have a problem with that, but
there's a post called Blurst Images on Reddit, and like Goofy kisses Minnie, and like the next picture they walk away and you see in the shadows is Mickey in the background with this really creepy smile. It's awesome.
Wow. that's like dark web shit. Yeah. So if you keep thinking of anything else, if you're out there and you're listening and you have a recommendation of where we should do, what we should eat, all that kind of stuff, send an email, msrcast@gmail.com. And we're just trying to do things.
Are you only doing Disney?
We're only, I think so. We're going to take it easy this time. Cause, cool. I think we're going to buy like a 7-day pass.
7 days.
7-day pass. So dude, if we go for a couple hours one day, it's not that big of a deal. We might go to, we're going to hang out with Brian a while and maybe go around different things in the city.
Are you going to build a droid?
I am going to build a droid.
Okay. Cause I would do that before I did the lightsaber.
My wife wants a lightsaber. I want a droid.
So what droid did you build?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
No. But if it was between those two, I'm going. Yes.
But you don't have to make a reservation to build a droid. You have to for the lightsaber.
From what I understand, the construction is really simple. Like, they just snap together.
Yeah.
There's no, like, you know, screwing shit in or anything like that.
Maybe. I don't know.
Do you have an idea what kind of droid you want to build?
No, not yet. Maybe.
Do you want to do an R2 style astro droid? Or you got to do an BB-8? R2 style,
right?
I don't know. You don't have to do anything.
They need a Rex style. That'd be cool. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Buddy of mine are there this week. I've just been living vicariously through their honeymoon pictures. I'm like, not too much longer until I'm there again.
Right on.
It's weird because I haven't been in long. This will be 4 years since I've been. Last time we went.
Yeah. Was that 4 years ago?
That was almost 4 years ago, dude.
My God.
Like, I know. Time goes by fast, doesn't it?
I've known you fuckers for a long time.
That's right. Yeah.
It's true.
What about you? What's on your immediate geek tickle?
I am going to a movie marathon next weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I'm also going to Austin this weekend.
You're always going to Austin.
I know. But this one's like a Christmas gift Catherine bought me.
Oh,
so,
what are y'all doing?
I've always wanted to stay at this hotel called the Driscoll Hotel. Oh, it's like one of the oldest hotels in Austin.
Is that where the
Dawson
stuff are? Or?
No, this is right on 6th Street. It's one of the oldest ones there.
Okay.
And every time I've gone to Austin, I always say, one day I'm going to stay there.
Oh, this is that one day?
And apparently Catherine heard me complain about it enough, and she bought me a reservation to stay. We were going to stay there over the weekend.
I was like, she's not coming with you?
Yeah, she's coming with me, believe it or not.
She's like, here's your present. Go away for the weekend. Leave me alone.
She'll be there.
Okay. What are y'all going to do in Austin, though?
I don't know. Probably just kind of peruse around.
Yeah.
I'm sure probably go to Alamo at some point.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the usual. Maybe make a stop at Voodoo Donuts because it's right next to.
There's a Voodoo Donut here now.
Yeah, I saw that.
One of our coworkers, when they were just opening up, it was like during sneak preview.
They have a sneak preview.
They had a media preview. They went over there.
Oh, gotcha.
And they got like 3 or 4 boxes and brought them back. And he was like cutting them up. Hey, you got to try this flavor. Try this flavor. I'm like,
You're like, dude, I already tried that.
No, I've only had that one or two when we were there.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they're not bad.
You got to go back to that pizza place?
Maybe. We'll see. Yeah. We're still in the middle of keto, so...
Oh, shit. That's hard.
Yeah, so we're going to give ourselves one cheat meal while we're there. Gotcha. So...
Make it worthwhile.
Depends on what it is. We don't know. But we're going to have a good time. I'm sure we'll find something to do. If not, we'll just be there hanging out. And then also, like I said, the movie marathon the following week.
What is that?
Alamo Drafthouse is doing this mystery movie marathon. It's like a... movies from 1 o'clock to like 10 p.m.
Oh.
And
you don't know what you're seeing?
No. It's listed as Pulp Fiction, a two-fisted movie marathon. So I'm imagining from the title that
Pulp Fiction will be one of them?
No, Pulp Fiction is definitely not one of them.
Damn it.
There are going to be action movies, like action movies you've forgotten or stuff like that.
I bet you one of them is going to be like Red Dawn or...
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Wolverines.
How much is this?
I think it was like $20.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
It's hard to stay keto at a place like that, too.
Well, I just eat salad or don't eat anything.
For 9 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Intermittent fasting, my friend.
Yeah, I know. I do it. What about you, Mr. Brutal Dave?
My life is about to turn into Sherwood Forest Fair and more Sherwood Forest Fair. I'm looking at my calendar right now going, yep, here it comes.
Yep. When does it start?
It starts the... Yeah. The very end of the month.
And that's the one in Conroe, right?
No.
It's near Austin.
It's about...
Oh, okay.
It's 40 miles this side of Austin. So
down 290, right?
On 290, yeah. But the only other thing I've got scheduled going on right now, before that becomes my life, is the Oceans of Slumber show next weekend.
I am going to that.
Yeah,
I will be there. February is Valentine's Day. What better way to celebrate Valentine's and go to a metal show? I haven't seen the new lineup too, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, that's right.
I'm taking my wife out to dinner.
Don't be one of those people.
I already made reservations.
Where are you going to?
It's a surprise. Just in case this episode comes out before then, she might casually listen.
All right. You can tell us off camera, as they say.
Sure.
All right. I think that wraps it up. We've talked about all the shit we're looking forward to in 2020. Anything else?
TV shows are coming out this year that I can really think of note is a Captain America Winter Soldier show.
You mean the
Falcon and Winter Soldier? Yeah. I'm sorry.
And they just announced, they showed that comes out in August, and then WandaVision comes out in December.
This year?
Yes.
I thought that comes out next year.
Nope. They pulled it this year.
Ah.
And then Mandalorian season 2 is in October as well.
Oh, that comes out in October.
Yes.
Cool. That means they're in the middle of it.
Yep.
Did you see that link that I shared about how they filmed the Mandalorian show on Facebook?
I did.
Yeah. I saw that you shared it. I haven't had a chance to look at it.
Yeah, so what I told you is legit. Like, it's real. Like, it wasn't just bullshit that I read.
It's all digital.
Yeah, everything is digital. Nothing they shot was ever outdoors.
No. They did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, it was great. You know, kudos to the technical team on that show. Now they just need to work on the writing.
So, like, it's like a soundstage?
Yeah, it's a giant soundstage with a really giant warped white wall.
Yeah, I saw that.
And they got, like, a whole bunch of projectors. Mm-hmm. And these projectors project a 3D image that moves based on where the camera's placed. Because the camera has a little tracker on top.
Yeah.
So whenever the camera moves, it keeps the projectors in place. So the scenery never fucking changes.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Or it does the parallax properly.
Yeah, it keeps the depth correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're outdoors, it looks like you have depth and it's outdoors.
Okay. Were there any other TV show that you're looking forward to?
I'm sure there are.
Watchmen season? Oh, no.
No. Nope. Well, nope. I'm. You know what? Kudos to Damon Lindelof for not like, cashing in.
Yeah.
Kudos to him, man. Sticking to his guns and saying he's not worthy of a second season. Although someone's gonna do it.
Rumor that like someone was saying like they were that maybe V for Vendetta to take the place of Watchmen.
I mean,
if they do another Watchmen
movie, though,
they need to go back into the history.
Made the Watchmen movie.
Yeah, but they actually had a good story to tell afterwards. They used characters.
I mean,
they could mostly die in V for Vendetta.
You know what they could do in Watchmen? They could go back to like before the Watchmen, the comic book series that they did, and just
like
focus
the before
on
Watchmen.
Yeah, focus on different characters from like the Minutemen and all that kind of stuff.
Sure. What I would like to see is if they kept it in the same timeline, so we won't confuse our audiences so much, mm-hmm. but tell it from a different perspective or a different storyline. Find out what's going on with Adrian guy, not Adrian Veidt, the guy who Night Owl,
yeah,
yeah, he's in prison. So that's
what happened to the real Rorschach. You know,
he died. He exploded.
Yeah, well, they could elaborate on what happened before that.
How he went crazy. Oh, they explain that in the comic.
They do in the comic. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff they could touch on, you know?
Sure. Someone eventually will crack a story.
I've been trying to read that the Watchmen series that came out last past couple of years, the DC versus
Doomsday Clock?
Doomsday Clock, yeah. Very hard to get through.
I don't know who did that. That wasn't Dave Gibbons, though.
No, it was not. I don't remember.
I know Dave Gibbons was behind before Watchmen.
Yep.
Him and Brian Azzarello, I believe, if I remember correctly.
All right, well, I think that wraps it up. Let's talk about where you can find us on the internet. Metal Geeks Podcast is our website. You can find us on all the places where you download your podcast, on Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes. They're not called iTunes anymore, whatever they're called now. It's Apple Music or whatever, Apple Podcasts. All those good places. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, all under @Metal Geeks. as long as you give us a review and all those places, like us, all that good stuff. Let your friends know about us. You can find us as well on the ESOpodcast.com. ESOnetwork.com, I'm sorry. It's where all the ESO, all the shows from the ESO Network are together. You can find that on all your podcatchers as well. And?
You can find me on all the social medias at George Tripsas. That's TRIPSAS.
Red Viking Dave, likewise, on all the things. For 2 months, you'll be able to find me weekends at Sherwood Forest Fair.
That's right.
So come, like, eat a turkey leg and listen to some folky music. And
sounds like a good time. I need to come out there. I haven't been out there yet.
I really like Sherwood Forest Fair. I dig it a lot. So.
Maybe I should make a weekend trip there and go to Austin for a day. That'd be fun. All right.
Word.
So, thanks for tuning in. And as always, we have to say,
keep it metal.
And always keep it something.
Geeky.
Is it?
It is geeky.
Isn't that the title of the show?
Yes.
I knew it.
Yes.
I knew it. I haven't been doing that show for that long, so. What?
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 Just keep it geeky already, Kerry.
Right.
Damn it.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.
Live from Chickentown, this is the Flopcast, a podcast obsessed with comic books, Saturday morning cartoons, conventions, music, stuff from the 70s and 80s that nobody else remembers, and chickens. It'll be the silliest half hour of your week. You can find us at flopcast.net and on the ESO Network.
I'm the mayor of Chickentown, and I approve this message.